system tries to sustain the contract. If you and I are doing business together and they're trying to protect that contract because the contract was entered into in good faith for good principles. However, although the marriage might have been entered into in good faith, by breaking that, they can put a lot of people to work. Not only the marital courts can go to work, they also the social workers can go to work. There's also a whole team of people, including the IRS, who prey off of them. And one court in Massachusetts says, we're going to bring this father to his knees and take all of his money from him. So there's a whole movement by the courts to make money off the dissolution of marriage.
After the over custody of the children and possession of the assets, two new family homes are usually established. He lives here and she lives there. Each new household economy now has to have a redundant, otherwise superfluous set of rent or mortgage payments, energy and utility demands, and household furnishings and accoutrements. Extensive and complex scheduling of child visitation then must be established. If the divorce was acrimonious and/or the children were traumatized by it, and most are, both parents vie for the children's attention and visitation. As they do this, knowingly or unknowingly, they spoil the children with unending material gifts, junk food, sugar, unearned validation, and parental supervision so lenient it borders on gross negligence.
Divorce is dreadful for children, and now you have some families, probably the weakest and the poorest, mostly black families, that are now over 50 and even 60% in divorce, which is critical for the children.
But